a library that welcomes the homeless rather than turning them away. The Edmonton Public Library has an outreach program for homeless people in the city. It's a program to assist and counsel the homeless and customers with addiction, mental health problems, or financial issues. I spoke with the manager at Edmonton's Stanley A. Milner Library, Richard Thornley, and outreach worker Jared Kachuk, about what the library is doing to help those in need in the City of Champions.
Richard, what is the Edmonton Public Library's outreach program?
The Edmonton Public Library's outreach program is a program that was started about 4 years ago now. It was initially started under a grant from the provincial government, Safe Communities Initiative Fund. Safe Communities Innovation Fund. And about a year ago, when the grant money expired, we mainstreamed the program, essentially, and the staff now are paid EPL employees, and it's a regular part of Edmonton Public Library programming. In terms of what the program does, it works with customers at risk, customers who are living lives that may have certain kinds of challenges around homelessness, addictions, mental health, other health issues, financial issues, whatever. They have a pretty open door policy, and the three social workers who are part of the program will work with anyone who basically comes through the door.
Are there any difficulties in organizing something like this? Any problems that have come up in the last few years?
Well, I mean, it was a brand new initiative when we started. Other libraries hadn't really had outreach workers on the ground in the library. There was the San Francisco Public Library had a program that this program was modeled on to some extent, but we really didn't know what we were getting into. And Virginia Clavette and Jared, who were on the ground and the first people working in the program, I don't think they knew what to expect, So there were challenges around building a client base. How do we go about connecting with people who are at risk and in our spaces? There were challenges around, I think, understanding what the program was about and what we could expect to see happen from the program. So initially, one of the outcomes that was expected from the program, or at least anticipated from the program, was around reduced crime in the downtown area. And while the program has done a lot of really great things, quite possibly one of the things that it probably hasn't done is reduce crime in the downtown area, because there were just so many other forces at play there. I guess there's some big picture challenges as well as some sort of micro challenges. Right now, the program, we've expanded it from the Milner branch alone to there are three outreach workers, and we're now working with five other branches around the downtown core. So there are Highlands and Strathcona and our Abbotsfield branches and Woodcroft and Sprucewood. Those are the five. And so so there's a bit of a reduced presence here at Milner. At the same time, they're seeing more customers out in the outer-lying areas. I like to characterize it as an infinite need and a finite resource. So one of the big challenges is around prioritization. There are so many people that they could be working with. Who do they work with, and how do they decide who to work with? And some clients you might see, they're just like here and gone, and others are here and they've been seeing them now for 4 years. There are a lot of challenges. I don't think anything that has been a real sort of stumbling block or anything like that, but
I think one of the other challenges is trying to strike the balance for the library. For example, the social workers might work with someone who has a crystal meth addiction, but the library still has to be a safe place for a wide array of people. So we might be working with someone with those addictions issues, but it doesn't mean that they can come in here when they're high on a crystal meth binge. Right. So there's a bit of a tension between the work we might do and what the library, the basic expectations of the library. And so that's another sort of balance we always have to try to strike. Yeah. I mean, there's some places in their city where they'll help people when they're intoxicated. But the library is supposed to be a safe place for everyone. And so we can't cater to all behaviors.
I think it would be great if we could.
Right.
We've had actually conversations about, if this building is renovated, might there be ways we could actually allow that kind of, you know, to connect with those customers who are intoxicated or high at a particular point in time. But right now it is a challenge because they've got to come through our space to get to the outreach office on the second floor. And, you know, security or staff will say, hey, you know, that individual's intoxicated. Well, I'm working with an outreach worker. And then it's my job to sort of say, you know, I'm sorry. You still got to go. Anyway, yeah. So that is a challenge. That's a tough one.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. This question specifically for you, Jared. What is it that you and the outreach workers do specifically?
Well, there's two main branches of our work. One is sort of more of based in relationships. I call it more of sort of spiritual work. A lot of people are so used to sort of being degraded when, you know, if they're marginalized, that they're used to being excluded. And even when they're being helped by a social service, it may still be a fairly bureaucratic process. So we do a lot of sort of humanization work. We do a lot of trying to restore people's dignity, you know, gaining people's trust. Because we found that people sort of need a friend as much as they might need a place to live or something like that. So we really want people to feel like they can confide in us. And so we get all sorts of things. You know, we get people coming to our office, you know, sobbing or venting their anger or, you know, just dealing with really emotional stuff. And we just work through that with people. And then the second tier of the work is to actually try to connect people to resources. So, you know, if people are homeless, we'll try to get them housing. And that means either we're trying to bridge them to a service that's already out there, but if they don't meet the eligibility or, you know, they sort of fall between the cracks, or if there's huge waiting lists, which often happen, we'll sort of try plan B, try to find them something else that might be affordable or interim while they wait for one of the other mainstream services to kick in. So we're sort of, we try to fill in the gaps sort of between the system and the person. And that might mean either sort of doing that kind of humanizing work, or it might be more sort of advocacy based, or actually just getting the person connected to a service.
And this question is for both of you. Simply, how is the program going? Do you think you're doing some good?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. I mean, glibly, yes. I mean, how many customers do you see in a year? How many clients do you have? It's like,
well, we would see, each of us would probably see, you know, over 20 people a day. So there's a great demand. And in fact, one of our biggest challenges is keeping up with the demand rather than trying to drum up work. So we feel like we have a fairly strong reputation on the streets. We get a lot of what we call street referrals. So we help some person, they tell their friends or someone else who's looking for similar kind of help, and those people just come to us. We're a very, very flexible program, and we don't have a lot of sort of, you know, there's not forms to fill out to work with us or a sort of hoops to jump through or an intake process even. We're very sort of informal and just try to meet people where they're at. So I think it's gone well. It's gone well enough for the program to continue, which means that we had to secure ongoing funding. And as yeah. Richard said, we've expanded to other branches now. And so, yeah, I mean, I hope we're doing good. And I think...
I mean, you've had some spectacular wins. I mean, not always entirely typical, but, you know, like some individual who was working with the program in the early days who's come off the streets and has addressed some addictions issues and mm-hmm. is now in university. Just a story from yesterday, an individual walked in who Jared was able to help, who was in a terribly difficult situation. And just because he happened to walk into this place, he got some help. And it's almost miraculous that he did, because we were thinking, you know, nowhere else would he really have received any care or attention. So, yeah, there have been some spectacular wins.
Yeah. One of the benefits of being a flexible program is that we can sort of keep helping a person, even if sort of they don't sort of follow through with appointments, or, you know, like lots of programs will say, you know, if you can't make such and such appointments, we can't really move forward with you. Well, we can sort of keep going. We can hunt them down in the streets and say, hey, don't forget, we got that appointment, and sort of just keep going. We sort of never have to close a file here. So that's very beneficial, because we have people, you know, if you have untreated schizophrenia, and a drug addiction. You know, you're not necessarily going to make appointments, you know, all the time, and it's going to take really more flexibility on our part. And that's really what's great about this program, and also just the people who come to the library. Like, mm-hmm. It's just amazing the people who walk through this door. And really, you see in our work, we also see the diversity of the library. We work with newcomers and refugees, seniors, youth. I mean, we have the whole gamut here.
And one of the great things from a library perspective is having the outreach workers here. So if a library staff member sees somebody sleeping, they check in with them. And in the process of just sort of waking them up and seeing how they're doing, it turns out they may be homeless. Maybe they haven't eaten for 10 days. You know, maybe they're dealing with some addictions issues, mental health. We've got people we can actually draw on in-house to kind of help us work. So rather than in the old days, you know, somebody who might be experiencing mental health issues might have just been ejected from the building simply because we couldn't work with them and there's sort of a behavioral or a conduct kind of concern there. Now at least we've got resources we can draw upon, and so our response can be far more sort of nuanced and compassionate. Mm-hmm. Something else I was going to say too, but I forgot what it was now. It doesn't matter.
Yeah, you know, I always say that, you know, I always have mixed feelings because to have an outreach project at the library is very progressive, very cutting edge, very effective. But at the same time, it's sort of an indictment of the system. When you have to put social workers in the library, it just shows how many people aren't being reached and supported with sort of those mainstream social net, social services kind of supports. So it's a very sort of harm reduction based project. It was very sort of organically constructed. A need was identified, and I think this was a very unique and, like I said, progressive kind of way of trying to meet a need. And I think the library deserves a lot of credit for doing this, because a lot take an opposite stance.
Well, it sounds like a fantastic program. Thank you very much, both of you, for speaking with us.
You're welcome.
Thanks very much.
This is Kurt Favish from CKUA, 94.9 FM on Cree Territory in Edmonton, Alberta.